From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey's.
Mary, you remind me of the ocean.
You mean I'm wild, romantic, and restless?
No, you just make me sick.
Well, of all the...
There, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Young man, I'll teach you to kiss my daughter.
You're too late, sir. I've already learned.
Already learned? Why, you...
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Mike Yukakis.
Ah, the restaurant business is a funny business. For 4 years, I couldn't get no turkeys. Now, ever since Thanksgiving, I got them coming out of my ears. I never knew I could make turkey in so many ways. On Thanksgiving Day, I started with roast turkey, and since then, I had sliced turkey, cold turkey, turkey fricasseezes, turkey a la king, turkey croquettes, turkey patties, turkey hash, turkey soup. I got one part of the board left I can't do nothing with. Nobody wants to eat the feathers. Well, I had pretty good luck this year. I roasted 22 turkeys. They was all pretty tender, except one. He had a tougher backfield than the army. Yes, sir, when you got to dress and stuff and roast 22 turkeys, it's a hard job. I was reading about a fellow who invented a wonderful new gun. With this gun, you save lots of time. It's got two barrels. One barrel shoots the turkey full of bullets, and at the same time, the other barrel shoots him full of cranberries. Oh, now that the war is over, you're going to have all kinds of new inventions. I understand they got a new invention now called a grapefruit compass. Just attach the compass to a grapefruit, it tells you which way it's going to squirt. At the same time, a pair of eyeglasses falls in your nose, stops the cherry from hitting you in the eye.
Parkey.
Oh, hello, Betty Rhodes.
What you doing?
Oh, just thinking to myself, Betty, about all the new wonderful inventions they're going to have now to make work easier.
Oh, yes, Parkey. From now on, even housework's going to be a pleasure. There'll be a machine for everything.
Oh, I hope they don't have a machine for everything in the house, Betty. Imagine coming home from work and there waiting at the door to kiss you as a vacuum cleaner. Then when you go inside, what do you see running around? A lot of little attachments. That's no good, Betty.
Oh, Parkey, you mustn't make fun of these new ideas. Why, science has made wonderful strides. Every day they're finding new ways to make things easier for everyone.
Yeah, but some of those ideas just don't be so good, Betty. You know, last week a fella told me that the government discovered that if you play the radio in your hen coop, the chickens will lay more eggs. Something in the music, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, too. But you say it's not a good idea?
No, I tried it. My hens stopped laying eggs altogether.
What happened?
All day long, all the radio kept playing was, gee, it's good to hold you.
Well, Parkey, there's one modern invention I'd like to see you have here in this restaurant. It'd save you a lot of work, and that's a dishwashing machine.
A dishwashing machine?
Uh-huh. You simply put all your dishes, silverware, glasses, and bottles into the machine. Mm-hmm. You press a button, and presto, it soaks them, washes them, rinses them, dries them, stacks them up neatly in rows and gets rid of the garbage.
You mean to say it don't give you a nickel back on the empty bottle?
Oh, be serious, Parkey. It's a wonderful invention, and you could use one very nicely around here.
Now that I think about it, you're right, Betty, and I can't understand how I've been without a machine like that for so long. How much does it cost?
$1,500.
Now I can understand it. Where am I going to get $1,500?
Oh, now look, Parkey. All you have to do is make a small deposit and pay the balance in easily monthly payments.
A dishwashing machine, say? I think that would be a great idea for us.
Oh, I'm sure it would. And, Parkey, you'll never guess who's selling them.
Who?
It's your old friend, Orville Sharp.
Orville Sharp? You mean that faker? He finally got into a legitimate business?
Uh-huh. And I told him I'd phone him when you could see him.
Well, tell him to come over right away.
All right, Parkey, I will. Excuse me.
All right.
Hi, Parkey.
Oh, hello, Opie. Say, Opie, I'm getting a dishwashing machine.
Oh, congratulations. Yes. I didn't know you was getting married.
Yeah. I'm not talking about that kind of a machine. I'm talking about a machine that washes dishes, not a human being.
A machine to wash dishes?
Yes.
Well, what'll they think of next? Well, these modern inventions are wonderful, Parker.
Sure are.
You know something? They tell me they just invented a thing that you can tell time by the sun with. They call it a sundial.
Just invented a sundial? Mm-hmm. That's nothing new, you dope. They've had sundials for over 5 years.
No kidding.
Why, the trouble with you is you don't keep up with all the new things they got, like in medicine. They got a new medicine, what they call it, the sulfur millinery. You ever hear of that? You ever hear of penicillin pencil?
Penicillin pencil?
Yes, comes from Pennsylvania.
Well, you know, they sure have discovered some wonderful new medicine.
They sure have. I know one doctor so smart, he discovered a medicine they can't even find a disease for.
Yeah, Parker, I read where they even got a pill now that does three things.
Three things?
Yeah, for instance, suppose you got a pain in the heart.
Yes.
You just take one of them pills and the pain goes right away.
That's good.
No, that's bad. The pain in your heart goes away, but your hair starts falling out.
Your hair starts falling out?
Yeah, but then all you got to do is take another one of them pills and bingo, your hair stops falling out just like that.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's bad. Your hair stops falling out, but all your teeth start turning black.
Your teeth start turning black?
Yeah, but you don't have to worry because all you got to do is take another one of them pills and that makes your teeth all white again.
Oh, and that's good, huh?
Well, no, it's really bad because then you get that same pain back in your heart.
Yeah. Oh, those doctors are wonderful, Oppie. Gee, I wish I had brims like that.
Oh, Parky, I just spoke to Orville Sharp, and he'll be over here in a few minutes.
Good.
Gee, I'm really thrilled. Pretty soon things will be really humming in this restaurant.
Well, humming ain't good enough, Betty. I want things to sing around here. Who's the head of our singing department? It's you, young lady, it's you.
Say, Parky, Betty's got a wonderful song called Easy Street. Why don't you get her to sing it for you sometime?
What do you mean sometime? What about right now? How's about it, Betty?
Cause you know your fortune's made. And if the sun makes you perspire, there's a man that you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade. Live on Easy Street. I wouldn't want no job today, so please go away, because I'm lazy. I want to be lazy, so please go away. Let me stay for myself on Easy Street.
everybody. Betty, Opie, Parky.
Hello, Bob.
How are you, Bob?
Well, what's everybody so pleasant about? Why isn't somebody annoyed at something?
Why should we be annoyed?
Oh, just so I can say, there, there. Why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Okay, I'll pretend that I'm annoyed. Bob Williams, of all the people I ever met, you are the most...
There, there. Why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Are you happy now?
You bet I am, Parky. Listen, I'm always happy when I'm telling people they can get comfort and pleasure when they light an old gold. But you can't get that pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry.
Yes, but wait a minute, Bob Williams. What does old gold do to prevent cigarette dryness?
That's a fine question, Parky, and here's your answer. To help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples. We call it apple honey.
Yeah, but isn't there going to be something else besides apple honey in old gold, if I am not too perpendicular?
you bet there is. In addition, for extra flavor, old gold adds a touch of imported Latakia tobacco to its blend of great tobaccos. Yes, extra flavor plus extra protection against cigarette dryness. That's old gold. Try a bag. Well, see you later, Parky.
Yes, goodbye, Bob.
Why, hello, Mr. Parky Cockett.
Oh, hello, Mr. Sharp. I'm glad to look on you.
My friend?
Yes.
I was in here yesterday talking to Betty Rhodes, and she tells me that you're interested in buying a new dishwashing machine. Am I corrected?
Yes, you're correct, that's right.
Okay, now I represent the Wonder Dishwashing Machine Company.
The Wonder Dishwashing Machine Company?
Uh-huh. Remember our slogan. Yes. If the machine does a good job, it's a wonder.
It's a nice slogan.
Now, I'd like to look around here and see where's the best place to install it.
Yes.
You see, we always like to inspect the premises.
Inspect the premises? All right, let's go into the kitchen. Well, here we are. Here's the kitchen.
Hey, this is a nice place. Our machine will fit in here fine.
Yes, tell me, Mr. Sharp, is it a hard job to install your machine?
A hard job?
Yes.
It's a sinage.
A sinage?
Why, sure. All you gotta do is just plug it in.
You mean all you gotta do is just plug it in?
That's all there is to it. Of course, you realize we'll have to knock out one of these walls.
Knock out one of the walls? I didn't realize that. Thought you said all you got to do is just plug it in.
Why, sure, but before you plug it in, you got to get it in the kitchen, don't you? Hey, this is a big machine.
Are you sure a whole wall will have to come out?
Why, abso.
Abso?
Uh-huh, there's no doubt about it.
Look, after I knock out one of the walls, I'll be able to get the machine in. Then all I got to do is just plug it in. Am I correct?
Correct. Now, it's pretty heavy, you know.
Yeah.
We got to find out if these floors can support it.
I see.
Now, to do that, I got to figure it out with mathematics.
Mathematics?
Uh-huh. We're going to use audition, subterranean. We may even have to emulsify.
Look, you told me all I got to do is just plug it in.
That's all. Of course, we'll have to stick in a couple of little incidentals.
Incidentals?
Uh-huh. Have to put in a new concrete floor. And make sure that it can support the machine.
Yes.
We'll have to reinforce it with some steel garters.
Where do you put the steel garters?
On the legs of the machine.
Look, Mr. Sharp, if I knew you had to go through all this trouble, I'd never put in the washing machine.
All what trouble? I told you, all you gotta do is just plug it in. Nothing to it. We just tear down a wall, put in a whole new concrete floor, reinforce the building, and then fill in the hole where the stove was.
The hole where the stove was?
Why, sure, you gotta pull the stove out to make room for the motor. And then...
All you gotta do is just plug it in.
Now, just sign this order here. I'll send over the six men to start working right away.
Six men? What's the six men for?
Well, you see, the way we work, we need six men. There's two guys work, two guys watch, and two more guys watch the two guys that are watching.
Wouldn't I just have one guy watch the two guys when they're watching?
One guy? No, this is too big a job for one guy to watch. Now, we can start this just as soon as you get your appointment.
What permit?
Well, you got to have a permit to alter the building. Now, just sign this here, and I'll get started. And as soon as the alterations are finished, I'll come over with the machine and the vice president of the company.
The vice president? What does he do?
What does he do?
Yes.
Why, he's the guy who plugs it in.
Something tells me I should never have started with that dishwashing machine.
Barkley, is everything all right? Did you buy the washing machine?
Yes, I did, but I never knew it was going to be so much trouble. Oh, Betty, I'm so mixed up now, I don't know what to do.
Well, if you think you're mixed up now, look who's coming in. Our absent-minded mayor.
Oh, my, who's got time to try and explain things to him now? Wait a minute, Betty, I got to get a permit to do the alterations, and the mayor can give it to me while he's here. Here he comes, I'll talk to him. How do you do, Your Honor? I'm very glad to look on you.
Thank you. Do you have my laundry ready?
Yeah. I have your laundry ready.
Good, but there were two shirts missing last week.
There were two shirts missing?
There were? Well, I'll be glad to look them up. Have you got a check?
No, I ain't got no check.
Well, I'm sorry. You know the old saying, no checky, no shirty.
No, Your Honor, you don't understand. You're not a laundryman. You see, you are the mayor.
Why, of course I'm the mayor. And as great a mayor as this great city has ever had. I was swept into office by a great majority. And even my worthy and great opponent of winning is defeated by the greatest landslide of all time. So when you speak of great mayors, you just remember that there's been only one great mayor in this great city. And that great mayor is me. And mark you, mister, and mark you well. Anyone who doesn't agree with me will pay a stiff penalty. Did you hear me? A stiff penalty, and I mean very stiff.
Very stiff?
Very stiff, eh? Okay, I'll use a lot of starch in the collar.
Johnny, you're a little confused, you see. This is not a laundry. I am Parker Cargis, and I want to tear down some walls.
Tear down walls?
Yes.
Shame on you, going around damaging other people's property. Well, you're just a juvenile delinquent.
No, Your Honor, let me explain. If you help me, it'll be easier for me to wash the dishes, you see.
Wash the dishes?
Yes.
I will not. Every day, you think up new things for me to do. I don't mind doing your laundry, sweating over a hot tub all day. But I'm a human being, and I refuse to wash dishes, too. You're just inconsiderate, that's all. You don't care about me at all. I'm going home to Mother.
Going home to Mother?
Yes. I should have listened to her. She told me all about you.
Oh, please, Your Honor. All I want from you is a permit to let me rebuild my kitchen so I could put in a new dishwashing machine.
Well, why don't you come right out with it instead of beating around the bush?
Oh,
you know I'm the mayor of this great city. I'm a busy man. Here, let me sign that permit. I can't waste my time standing here talking to you.
Yes, well, thank you very much, Your Honor. You've been very nice to do this for me. And I think, what, you are a wonderful mayor.
Oh.
I really do, yes.
Well, all this pretty talk will get you nothing, mister. You better have those two shirts for me by Wednesday night, and if you don't, you'll hear from my husband. Goodbye, Your Honor.
Everything with my own ears, and I still don't believe it.
Obie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra play Wolverine Blues.
Bob Williams, what's on your mind?
Why, the same thing that's always on my mind, Betty. That famous slogan of ours, why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Excuse me, Bob. I should have known that that's what you'd be thinking about. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. But tell me, Bob, why particularly an old gold?
Because, Betty, in every last detail of manufacture, old gold does more to give you more in smoking pleasure. This painstaking devotion to details and refinements is a tradition with the Lorillard folks.
Well, I guess, Bob, that anything that goes back to the year 1760 is a tradition. 1760 was the year the Lorillard business was founded, wasn't it, Bob?
Yes, Betty. Way back in 1760, Pierre Lorillard set up the ideal, which is faithfully practiced by the Lorillard folks today. The ideal of doing more to give you more. That's why when you light an old gold, you enjoy not only a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get something more, an added refinement, Latakia tobacco.
Latakia, that sounds like a fine old word, Bob.
Latakia is a fine old word, and it also is fine for extra flavor and bouquet. And another thing, for old gold, an ordinary moistening agent is not good enough. You get something more, a special humectant, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. You know, even the paper on old gold made from virgin pure flax is an added refinement to give you more smoking comfort. So when we say, why be irritated, light an old gold, we mean that this cigarette, a product of nearly 200 years of association with the world's choicest tobaccos, is truly your friend when you need comfort, pleasure, and relaxation. That's why I'm proud to say to everyone I meet, try an old gold.
Say, Bob Williams, I just heard every word you said, and you know something? It's true.
Oh, hi, Barker. Sorry, I've got to run along. I'll see you all later.
Okay, Robert. Say, Betty, I better go back in the kitchen and see how the workman with Orville Sharp sent over is getting along. Oh, my. They're making such a mess in there. I'm sorry what I ever started with that whole dishwashing machine.
Okay, Barker, you run along.
Say, pardon you, gentlemen. I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're supposed to be working here, you know. Mr. Sharp says you got to knock out a whole wall here so I could have room for that dishwashing machine.
Yeah, we know we got to knock out the wall, mister, but first we got to take all this stuff in the other room.
Yeah, well, you better get started or you'll never get through.
That's a fine thing. A person sits down to rest for a couple of hours, so the boss has to come in and complain he's not slaving to death. Okay, Eddie, come on, let's go to work.
Yeah, work, work, work. That's all we do is work. Okay, grab a hold of this end, Charlie. Let's move this thing in the other room. You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, I'll take hold of this end. Oh, all right.
Say, wait a minute. You mean all you two fellas is going to carry is that one saucer?
We'll be back and get the cup later.
Well, the least you can do is take the spoon.
Take the spoon?
Yes.
What are you trying to do, kill us? Don't forget there's only just two of us here. Come on, Charlie.
Yeah. Look at the mess what these fellas made in my kitchen. I hate to think what it'll look like when they tear down the wall. I'm going up front. I can't stand to see this.
Okay, Eddie. Let's start to tear out the wall now. Now, hand me that electric drill, and while I'm drilling, you sock the wall with this hammer. Then the whole thing will fall down.
Okay, Charlie. Let's go.
Hey, Eddie, you know something?
What?
We knocked down the wrong wall.
Yes, yes, you knocked down the wrong wall, you stupid idiots. And you've done hundreds of dollars worth of damage to my precious antique.
What's happened? What's happened? Oh, my, what did your fellas do? That's the wrong wall. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Applewhite.
Sorry?
Yes.
I should hope you would be sorry. You pay for every cent's worth of damage you two morons have done.
Hey, you know something, Mr. Parkercockers? That's the first time in my life I ever knocked out the wrong wall. When I tell this to my wife, she'll die laughing.
Well, I'm glad that your wife will enjoy it.
Okay, Eddie, this is the wall over here. Now stand back, Mr. Parkercockers.
No, no, it's not that wall, fellas. No, not that one. Look.
Give me that towel.
Why didn't you say to the clickety clack
next door? I tried to tell you, but Lizard, you didn't listen. Oh, my. I hope you'll pardon me for breaking in you in the Turkish bath, Mr. Mayor.
Just for that, I'll never do your laundry.
Look, don't you fellas do another thing around here till I call Orville Sharp. Betty.
Oh, my goodness, what's happening here, Parky?
Oh, Betty, these men are doing thousands of dollars worth of damage to me. Betty, they're ruining me.
Why, hello, folks.
Hey, I want to see you.
What's going on here? Looks like a cyclone hit this place. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct. You're correct, and there's no doubt about it. It's all your fault, Mr. Collins. And you'll pay for this, selling me that new dishwashing machine.
Dishwashing machine?
Yes.
Dishwashing machine. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, I'm not with that company anymore. I quit.
You quit him? Well, what do I do now? Look at my restaurant. Look at those broken walls. Everything's out in the open. How can I go on doing business like this? When will I get my dishwashing machine?
Well, that's why I quit them. They won't be able to make deliveries for 5 years.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness, to give you more smoking pleasure. Christmas is 3 weeks away, and if our gifts are to reach their destinations on time, we should mail them early. Postal officials anticipate an all-time high this year. Christmas mail will have to be hauled longer distances because people are scattered more than ever. Also, the vast number of servicemen being returned to this country causes a terrific demand on our transportation facilities and will make the delivery of mail even slower. So, let's all cooperate and mail Christmas packages now or by December 10th at the very latest.
This is the National Broadcasting
Company. Now, this is Paul Williams saying good night for Old Gold.